Welcome to the life cycle of angiosperm or flowering plants. These plants dominate the earth with their diversity and reproductive efficiency. Let's explore how they grow and reproduce. The life cycle begins with the flower, the reproductive structure of angiosperm. A flower typically consists of sepals, petals, stamens, and carpel or pistils. The female's organs, stamen, produce pollen, while carpels have the ovules where its cells are formed. Pollination occurs when pollen is transferred to the stigma either by wind, water, or animals such as bees. Once on the stigma, a pollen tube drops down to the ovule. Double fertilization takes place. Once sperm cells form a zygote, which develops into embryo, while the other reproduce the nutrient-rich endosperm. After fertilization, the ovule develops into a seed and the ovary mature into a fruit. Fruit protect the seeds and aid in their dispersal. Seeds are carried to new location by wind, water, animals, or sometimes through explosive mechanism. When conditions are favorable, seeds absorb water, breaking dormancy and triggering germination. The seed grows into a seedling, which eventually mature into a fully grown plant, completing the life cycle. Angiosperm are classified into monocots and dicots. Monocots such as maize have one seed leaf, while dicots like beans have two. This group also differ in their leaf, wings, root structure and floral arrangement. In conclusion, the life cycle of angiosperm from flower to seed is a fascinating process that ensures the survival and diversity of these plants. Okay, thank you to watching.